plans for today's home.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here, 221-1402. And if you're out of the area, 1-800-521-1989. We also are being simulcast on 1670. So all those people up in Weaverville and down to Williams, all those little nooks, those little hills, valleys, and crevasses can get to us. And
crevasses?
Crevasses.
It's not crevices?
Well, it depends on where you're from.
Okay.
Because our producer, Frosty, he says it can go be pronounced either way.
That's true.
Okay.
So I know that 1670 comes in Dunsmuir.
We heard it up past Mount Shasta, almost to the border, and also in Cedarville, which is over the... I mean, how far away is Cedarville? It's like a four-hour drive. Yeah. We could hear it there.
Is that kind of like tomato, tomato, potato, potato?
And, of course, my soulmate.
Good morning.
How you doing, Linda?
We're great. You know what? I just want to tell our listeners, I know you guys, it's the countdown time. It's Wednesday. Friday, we are racing. I mean, my heart's not beating fast yet, but I did pull out the red jumpsuit and put it on this morning.
You are cute.
And we're going to have the best time. We had...
I mean, you look hot. I look like a fire hydrant.
It's going to be fun. We're looking for some helmets. Now, we could put our Harley helmets on, but that would look kind of funny. So we're going to used. It doesn't matter. We're looking for the race helmets. So if anybody's got, you know, a couple helmets laying around his and hers, that would be fun. But I think we still have 30 names to go on. This is the last day. Or actually, are we already finished with taking...
Well, I think we are. But if we get a couple more, you know, we've still got some here that people have stopped by. We can still put them on tomorrow. But tomorrow is for sure the last day because Friday, we're racing.
And it's going to be graffiti style at this point because we had a professional sign maker, Kat, who did a wonderful job. But at this point, she's... this is a lot of work, so we're going to...
I mean, she has a regular job. I mean,
yeah, so we're going to take paintbrushes, and your name will be on there, but just expect...
And acrylic pens.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a graffiti style, but I think it'll be cool because your name is on the truck, and you donated money, and so it's there. And we're racing, and they say it's rain or shine, 200. Last night I was in rehearsals, and I heard Carl say to our good friends Lou and Kathleen White, well... You know, we may, do 50 and somebody do. I said, no, we're doing all 200. I'm doing 50, then 50, then 50.
You just made it sound like I said we were going to do 50. That's not what was said. We're going to do the whole 200. I just said is that we may have like the builder. He may want to get in there and drive some. But I understand what you're saying. We're going to do the whole 200.
We're going to do the whole 200.
The whole 200. And we're going to keep driving, especially because people have said they will donate
now,
money per lap.
If we do the 200 and there's time left, come on, Edith. Come on, Rich.
Well, there's going to be 18 people, 18 other entries in this thing. And you got to be down there at 6:30 on Friday at the Shasta County Speedways down there in Anderson at the fairgrounds there. We're in Hot-O-Rama, and we're going to be getting to some people to talk about that as soon as we get back on our break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here for Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography. That is on Park Marina Drive. Dan and Julia, right now, they're looking for high school students to be spokesmodels. That means free stuff and for your seniors and friends. Call them at 243-4301. Let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Ginger.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Hi.
How are you?
We're good.
Tell us what's going on.
Well, we are getting ready for the Hot-O-Rama down at the fairgrounds.
Woo.
Yep, we are really excited. Friday night, before the races, before your enduro race, we've got the burnout, and we've also got your motorcycle tribute ride for our veterans and our fallen riders and our active military men and women.
Now, what time does that start?
That starts 7 o'clock on Friday at the Shasta Raceway Park.
Okay, now that starts at 7, and then the enduro starts right after that, if I understand.
Yep, that's right, yeah.
Rain or shine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Rain or shine.
Oh, no rain. No rain.
It'll never rain on this. That's right. Yeah. Okay, now, the Hotorama's got not just cars. It's got motorcycles and all different types of things, right?
We've got model cars. We've got bicycles. We've got a lot of young kids building some great bikes out there. We've got the 4x4 hot rods and lots of competitions.
Well, you know what? I think it's you know, people need to get out there and see what's going on, and then on Friday night, getting in the stands around 6:30 and seeing the tribute to our military and our missing in action and our fallen warriors, and then watch the enduro.
Yes.
Okay, Ginger. Anything else?
Yeah, you can get your pre-sale tickets at Carl's Jr. and Napa Auto Parts. And so you save $2 on that ticket. And then also on that Saturday day of show ticket for Hotorama also gets you $2 off on the big race on Saturday night also.
Great. Okay, hey, Ginger, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.
All right,
have a good day.
You bet.
You know, something's heavy on my mind.
Oh, what?
This thing about purple buses. I mean, we talked about this last night when we were coming home. Do you think if a bus is purple, that would encourage you to buy tickets to ride on a bus for city transportation? Just because it's purple? I don't understand. If you're going to ride it, you're going to ride it.
Well, this is, of course, concerns the money that's being spent by the city on finding ways of increasing riders on for the RABA, for the Reading Bus Authority. I talked to Chuck Auckland, who is very open. You know, he's the assistant city engineer. The money, that $250,000, came from state transit development funds. And, you know, the question was, because we have a number of our listeners write in about this and call us, is that how come this went up to Bellevue, Washington? Well, they went out and they solicited proposals. They came down, but they got back a number of them, got it down to 6, and then they had 3 interviews. And only one came out of the Reading area, and that one was not selected. Yeah, the $250,000 covers surveys, and it's a 1-year plan. It's a possibility of 4 more years. But they're looking for ways. Why aren't more people riding a bus? Well, as you know, and Chuck said this, Auckland said this, and he's very open and forthright with it. It's not just the colors of the buses. What it is the buses have to be convenient, and right now they're not. Instead of running one every 30 minutes, every 15 minutes, because it's a vicious cycle. You know, the bus isn't there because there's no riders. If there were riders, there'd be buses. So, you know, what are you going to do? As it is, that with all the things that are happening now in Congress, with the beginning of the talks on energy, which could be a real barn burner as far as taxes and as far as how much money you're going to have to pay for energy cost, we need to come up with viable alternatives to just hopping in a car and driving your truck down, you know, across town. You know, if there was a mass transit system that you could walk down the street, look, and understand, first of all, the schedule and where it's going and when it's going to be there, hop on the bus, go, you know, go 15 minutes to some place, get your stuff, hop on a bus and come back. Well, that would be great. Now, what the City Transit Authority is doing is that they're coming up with programs for the youth during the summer. So they're trying different things, but the $250,000 didn't come out of our coffers, you might say. Okay, look, we're going to have to take a quick break here, and we've got people on the line, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about
purple buses.
Purple buses for once, but we're also going to talk about the layoffs in our city, the possible layoffs in our city, what Red Bluff did to keep from laying off their people. Also, we're going to talk about, you know, this Miss California thing, and the Miss USA pageant hasn't died, and we're going to talk about torture. We're going to talk about enhanced interrogation methods and what you all think of it. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Now, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They buy gold at the best prices you're going to find in town. They rework your jewelry. They have the only watch repair man, watch builder in Reading on premises who does the work.
And Mother's Day is coming up and my birthday.
That's right. And so if any of y'all want to get together and buy something for Linda,
oh, no.
You go down to 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry. You put all your money together and let's buy Linda something.
Let's go to the phones.
Hey, good morning, Daniel.
Good morning to you, sir.
You're back from wherever you were at.
I went to Portland on a mission trip with kids from the neighborhood church.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, what's going on, Daniel?
Well, I just was calling about the rabbit thing.
Okay.
You know, it's all well and good and everything to make it a new color, do a new marketing, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm looking for some credibility. I don't see people from the city of Reading riding on RABA.
That's a real good point. I mean, you know, everybody, you know, you got all the government cars is, but let's just, come on. The reason they don't do it, Daniel, we all know why, is because you don't know when the bus is coming by. And if you hire somebody, you pay them by the hour and say, okay, I want you to ride public transit. They hop on it. 3 hours later, they come back, you know, and you've paid them for 3 hours and it took them 10 minutes to do in a car.
Well, I think that the city should do like, when I was living in Seattle, you know, with the Coast Guard, they gave us some, well, they gave it to us, but they helped us in purchasing the monthly tickets to ride the bus.
Yes, and they did the same thing back in D.C., you know, because to ride the train in, because a lot of people would ride the train from out of, like, Fredericksburg and places like that into D.C., hop on over to the subway system, and it works.
Right.
But we don't have, the problem we have in California is we do not have an effective mass transit system. You go down to the bigger cities, you look at these, the lanes with high occupancy, the carpool lanes, many times there's nobody in it. Everybody's still riding in their car because everybody still makes that decision. This is my car. I'll drive it when I want to. You know, something's got, because, well, one of the reasons is there's no real good mass transit you can hop into and get from spot to spot. And it's not a burden to you.
Well, you know, when I was living in Alameda, the BART was pretty good. You know,
BART is excellent.
No, you're right. BART is, and the one in D.C., I shouldn't say nowhere, but, yeah. But, and, you know, going from spot to spot, you know, like from, you know, within L.A., I mean, you can't do it.
No, you sure can't down there. You know, I flew into John Wayne one time, taking my daughter to Disneyland, and it took us a 3-hour bus ride to get there.
I know. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Okay, Daniel, thanks a lot. We got a bunch of other people
here. Have a good
day. You bet. Bob, good morning.
Yes, good morning. What color did you say the buses are going to be?
Purple.
Purple.
The new ones.
Like the purple.
They're not going to repaint the ones we have. It's just the new ones as they come in.
Purple people eater.
Yeah, I thought I read that where they're going to be cobalt blue. That's a lot different than purple.
Is it blue?
Yeah, but is that going to make you want to ride the bus,
no,
regardless
no,
of the
no,
color?
No, I don't think so.
That makes a difference. Yeah.
purple would probably make me stay away from cobalt blue. Would make me stay away from them too.
Well, I don't.
I think
we
it's
may
the
have just said purple.
Of it, but when you said purple, I thought that was worse than
did I not read
blue?
Did I not read purple?
I don't know. You may have. It doesn't make any difference. The point is that
they're looking it up right now.
They feel like a different color kind of be something new that they need to attract 200 more riders a day.
Have they put a good. Rendition of that of what the bus would look like.
I have no idea.
Okay, we're looking.
I think that would make a difference to the people for one thing. Yes, color psychologically does have an effect, but I think that what we have now is very good because it doesn't detract. I don't think that purple is going to attract.
Well, you know, the thing is that, again, it goes back down to it, and Chuck Alkin said, he said, you know, they understand that what's going to happen is you need to make the buses friendly, user-friendly,
yes.
Goes to the places we need, gets there quickly, and the prices are reasonable. You know, like for the summer, I think it's $29 a month for our youth, you know, for the, you know, the kids that use it during the summer. And that's a good deal. You know, they can get out to the water park but it doesn't take them 2 hours to get there, just like you said.
Well, I noticed that the advertising has grown quite a bit. For instance, some of the buses, have got the, complete, rear end where it used to be just the, 2-foot by 3-foot, metal signs.
Well,
went into a bracket.
Yeah.
So they must be making a little bit more revenue from the advertising.
Well, we can hope. Okay, hey,
and
Bob.
It would be more permanent, too.
Yeah. Okay, Bob, thanks a lot. We got more people here right before the break. Thank you so much for calling. John.
Good morning, Carl. Linda, how you doing?
Fine.
Good morning. Did you hear purple or did you hear blue on the buses?
Purple. And oh, my God, where do I get a bus? I'm so anxious.
Yeah, you heard purple, too. I somewhere. Anyway.
Do people really think the color of the bus is going to make a difference?
Well,
maybe,
you know,
it's a whole campaign.
I think that color does make a difference. I don't know if it'll make any difference on buses, though.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
When was the last time you rode a bus?
Oh, you know, that's a good question.
Yeah,
you going to rush down there and get on a purple one?
Well.
Or a blue one? Or a yellow one?
You know what? Again, we got to put our money where our mouth is. I don't use the buses because, frankly, it's much more convenient to me to hop in my truck and drive around, even though that I could use a bus if it did what I needed it to do.
Yeah, public transit.
Hey, John, I jotted down a couple thoughts.
Okay, John, please hang on. Wait, we got to take this quick break. It's that hard break.
I'll wait until you get back.
And we'll catch you on the other side here. Let's look at this. Is Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. ABC News. Now, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. That phone numbers are 221-1402, but you all know that because all the lines are busy. John, continue.
Good morning, Carl, again.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, I got just a couple things I want to say. Over in Europe, which I spent a lot of time in Paris and a lot of time in Munich and some of these higher populated metropolises, right? And they have convenient rapid transit. I mean, buses, streetcars, and subways, and they all work. We're not a major metropolis, and we're not going to have streetcars, buses, and whatever working like this. But what we could have, instead of these large, smoky buses we got going, is jitneys, which are the small, more limo type of driving where they can put like 10 people in them and move them around rapidly to quick in more areas with better scheduling.
Well, you know, I've seen that before. I've seen that come out and say, you know, smaller buses going different, you know, going, more routes and, you know, and it puts more people to work. Is it going to be better for gas mileage? I'm not sure. But that's another idea. And, you know, the thing is that this lady called the other day and she said, you know, they had this meeting about RABA the other night and four people showed up.
Yeah.
And again, it goes back to getting involved because trust me, the leaders in this community don't have all the good ideas.
Now, this is a county of cars, though.
No, I understand.
And basically, the buses are inconvenient. They're uncomfortable. The existing ridership does not make it make riders feel safe. And perhaps they should create, like the airlines did, a realization that first class and coach is a viable concept. Pay a little more for a better seat.
Well, you know, being in Europe, I've also spent a lot of time in Europe, too. In fact, when we were, we would use the buses, we would use the streetcars, because you knew they were going, you knew when they were going to be there.
And absolutely, the subways.
Yeah, and guess what? You didn't have to speak the language to be able to ride them. It was just really clear that the bus was right here, was going to this spot.
A to point B.
Yeah, A to B, and you hopped on it, and you gave them the money, which wasn't very expensive anyway. Okay.
The last thing I'm going to say, and this didn't come from me, this came from my lovely special connection.
Okay.
Who said, perhaps free bus rides to promote it, like once a month or even right in the beginning, once a week. Make a free ridership day so people got familiar with it and possibly would use it.
Excellent idea.
That is a great idea. You know,
she really came up with a good, you know, Sharon, she's bright as could be.
Yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that it's, you know, if we want to get people on the buses, you say, okay, we've redone our schedule. We've done this. This is a free ride day. And get the community leaders, get the city council, the mayor, the board of supervisors, get everybody. Hey, we're going to have ride the bus day. And
great
we just
idea.
Do that and then we talk about
yep.
it.
And you and Linda.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll do a remote from inside the bus.
Oh, I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, thanks so much, John.
Before I go, I got something I got to say to you.
Okay.
Classic Cafe, which is down on Athens.
Yeah.
It's a very military type of cafe. They've got walls lined with old photographs and special memorabilia from the military. You need to go there for lunch one day. They're looking forward to showing you their facility.
Do they have SOS there?
Classic Cafe.
Okay, Classic Cafe.
Okay.
All right. Thanks John.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Gene, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I had called yesterday about the bus situation because I went to the meeting.
Yes, that's what we just talked about.
Yes, and I wanted to take and tell you, it is cobalt blue.
It is cobalt blue.
To remind you of the sky or the river.
Okay.
And I believe it's going to have maybe a white kind of a wave on it.
Well, where did we hear purple?
Because on the front page of the paper, it came out purple.
That's why.
That's
you
why
mean
you
the,
have that.
You and mean the record searchlight was wrong?
No.
Anyway.
And I wanted to tell you, it wasn't just four people there. It was only four speakers.
Oh, okay.
It was just the four people got up and addressed the council.
Yeah.
It was very lightly attended and with a lot of people from the city and probably RABA.
Right.
So there was only and I just wanted to clear that up. And still say, we need to call and get involved. It's too bad that we are going to spend money in a continual black hole.
Yeah.
Because it is not going to go. They don't have enough money to spend to make it convenient for everyone. And like I said, to take you 2 hours to get to the mall, it's crazy.
Nobody does that.
Nobody does it because
that's
you don't
right.
have enough time. You know, when I go out and I have errands to run, I put four errands together.
Yeah.
I take you 8 hours to get your
right.
errands
yeah.
together if you could even do it.
It's different when you're in San Francisco and everything
it is,
yes.
Because, and like I said, in Los Angeles, you can't even use the rapid transit. In town, it's one thing.
Yeah.
Because there's buses continually. But if you want to get from San Fernando Valley to Pasadena, it's very, very difficult. And,
beyond
Pasadena,
yeah.
they don't even have...
they have a light rail.
That's what I'm saying. Like in the D.C. area, you know, they used it. They use the railroad trains.
And New York.
And businesses,
New York is a very good system.
That's right.
And you've got the subway and you've got buses running
concentrate.
All
the main reason for that is that they don't want people in cars. I mean, it's already so crowded. And the thing is that if we had a convenient system, as we've said, we would use it. So,
but in these cities in New York, I mean, you've got a concentrated amount of people, and you'll have an apartment building that's got 500 people in the apartment building,
and no parking,
Yeah. And so you have to have this, and it works great.
Yeah.
But you cannot have that kind of a system here.
Well, Gene, thank you for clarifying the purple to the blue with the ocean wave or whatever that is.
Cobalt blue.
Kind of a white wave, which I'm, you know, my thought was, well, you know, you won't be able to get any advertisement on it. I mean, if they're going to do anything, they don't make it out of ridership, so they'll have to ride around with advertisement. But that would destroy the look of the bus.
Well, do you know when the next meeting is, Gene?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Okay, hey, Gene, thank you so much. We've got to run. We've got the lines backed up here.
But Mary Stegall was one of them who said we have used this information and we've decided for 2 years. So that's why she voted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Gene. Roadrunner, thanks for waiting.
Hey, thanks a lot. Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Hey, good morning.
I got a suggestion. Actually, the guy a couple of callers ago sort of stole my fire there. I was going to suggest that instead of spending so much money on more big buses, that we get more smaller ones and kind of spread them around. But the color idea could possibly work. Now, I come from a long line of training where we were taught to think outside the box, so this is really outside the box. But I think two colors of buses. I think one of the buses or one of the colors... And these would each run on the same line. So, in other words, every other bus would be either pink or blue. Now, the pink bus would signify to women that this was their bus to get on.
Oh, gosh.
That bus would be driven by, you know those guys, the guy dancers that are in the...
Yeah, Chippendales.
Okay, be driven by them and drinks sodas or water would be served by guys dressed that way. And the blue buses would be served by Hooters.
Okay, got it. You've been riding your motorcycle. You've been riding a motorcycle way too long.
I wonder how popular that would be in Redding.
Yeah.
Might be great in Vegas, honey. But
do you have anything else to say, Roadrunner, before we take a break here?
Certainly nothing of any value.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Take care. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. You know, our listeners, I got to love, you know
love
what?
It.
I love this
are
show.
Are you smiling yet? My
I'm
cheeks
smiling.
Hurt.
Okay.
My cheeks hurt.
Yeah. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Portion show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I love this place. I love Joe and Shelley. Finest tobacco emporium in, okay, the nation, in my opinion. And Espresso Joe's is the place for coffee. You can get anything you want there.
Hey, before we go to the phones, we're still looking for helmets. We need two racing helmets for Friday.
And, you know, maybe at cost. You know, some of you people have got them. You know, buy them at cost. Okay. Now, you know, you would think, we started talking about this. I figured that this bus thing would be like first segment. I mean, we're getting more phone calls, more interest than we do, you know, than the election. So let's go to Sean, you're up.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
One of the things that they do over, and I hate to admit this, on the extreme left of us over in Humboldt, is they have one bus that runs almost literally the length of the county. They connect with all the other buses there, Fortuna, Ferndale, Eureka, Arcata, McKinleyville, and up into, I believe, Trinidad. That's so the people that work can connect with the buses so they can go to work and get to these places.
Well, now, in Humboldt County, if they work, I mean, does this mean is that they're, like, delivering marijuana along this route?
Stop.
Oh, God, even I thought that when it started in the early 70s, and I was just a kid. I wondered myself.
Did you ride the buses, Sean?
Yes, I did. Okay. Of course, you know, I couldn't afford a car until I was 18, 19 years old, and that was the only way I could get around. Most of the time, I got caught by the highway patrol for walking between Eureka, Arcata, McKinleyville, Ferndale, because I didn't even have the money for the ridership, because, you know, as a kid, I didn't work.
All right.
Well, that's
efficient.
A good idea.
It's efficient.
It's efficient.
It is an efficient. You know, I didn't think it would last, and I mean, my goodness, the last time I went over, they're still running the buses that go up between the, you know, through using 101 as the main corridor. Unfortunately, they don't go up to like Willow Creek. They said it wasn't cost efficient, and the road's always sliding out, of course.
Well, hey, Sean, thanks a lot for your phone call.
No problem.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bill, you're up.
Yeah, hi, Carl. Good luck on your race this end of the week there. Hope you have a good time.
Well,
you and Linda.
You come out
you.
There and wave a sign that says, go.
I will. I couldn't resist this one. Not doubting the wisdom of our city council's people that run Reading, and before they throw $100,000 into painting their bus purple.
Cobalt blue now. We've been.
It's cobalt blue now.
Corrected. Sorry.
Okay.
We believe the paper.
Okay, well, I don't think they listen to Rapid Fire Talk Radio because you guys are, I think it was you guys had a deal on last week where the state of California wanted to outlaw and ban all dark colors for vehicles. So they might want to check with Sacramento before they.
Oh, you know what? That's right.
Put the paint to the brush.
Well, you know, I think that I think that the government should get in, tell us what color our cars should be, our houses. You know, in fact, become a huge homeowners association to tell us what color our houses and cars should be.
Okay, off subject.
Okay,
go
back to the bus.
Yeah, they had to check into that before they paint them because last I heard, California didn't want them to be dark colors. Am I right?
Yeah, I think you are. Okay, Bill.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Thank you, bye. Bob. You're up.
Bob is here.
Bob is
there.
Bob's about ready to head out the door to test for the Census Bureau.
Okay.
So it's a little change of subject.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking to especially to the people that are unemployed at this time.
Okay, now, Bob, is this Bob? Are you the one that's hiring people for this, Bob?
I am testing people.
You're testing. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I just got this yesterday, and we were going to talk about it, you know, this week. But they're looking for people to take the census. Right? I mean,
right now we're looking for managers.
Managers, okay.
To be in charge of the people that are taking the census.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about this.
We're hiring 6 management to open the Reading office in August or September.
Uh-huh.
And right now they're looking for the head guy, the LCOM, the local census office manager.
Okay.
The assistant manager, a person in charge of recruiting.
Okay.
Especially I've been having problems locating the assistant manager for technology. who will be in charge of about 20, 25 people
wow.
running computers.
This is a job.
That is a job. There's a, we're on CalJobs, and I'll be heading out. And we've been getting about anywhere from 5 to 10 people to take the test, and we're set up to take the test 30 at a time.
Where will you be?
I will be at the EDD office. I have a number to call to get on the
yes.
list to take the test.
Yes.
1-707-237-6260.
Repeat that again, please.
1-707-237-6260.
So okay, this is now, perfect for people yeah. who are unemployed and are looking yeah. to get something that yeah. This is
and
wonderful.
They pay pretty good too. I saw the flyer last night late.
Okay, the local census office manager they're yeah. offering $2,350, I believe yeah. it is, off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And
so, now
isn't bad.
Now this,
we've had some businesses close. I'm sure we've got some qualified people out
there. Oh, absolutely. There's a lot
aware.
Of qualified people. Now, here's the other thing, too, people. This is why it's so important. This census, this time, is going to be so important so that we can start really identifying who's in our country, who's in our county. Like right now, I believe that the number of veterans in Shasta County is woefully unreported.
Right.
Underreported, I should say. You know, they're talking 17,000, 18,000. I think it's probably at least 10 to 15% higher than that. And if that's the case, then that means is that more money can come to the clinic. There'll be more.
Right.
There'll be more programs opening to our veterans, as it should be, as opposed to being in places where there aren't as many veterans.
There's $300 billion at stake.
$300 billion, and this. You know how important this is.
Oh yes.
It's so important is that the President Obama put the census. The taking of the census under his chief of staff.
Right. They took it away from Commerce Department.
Took it away from Commerce. Now, why do you think that he did this?
He feels it's very important.
It's very important. Now, here's the other thing, too, if I understand, Bob, and correct me, is that you can, it has a lot to do also with the number of representatives.
Right. The House of Representatives is allocated by how the census runs.
That's
and
right.
You mentioned veterans.
Yep.
Anybody with a DD-214 had an honorable discharge. They bring a copy of that available to the Census Bureau. They get an extra 5 points on the test.
There you go.
Anybody that was injured, and they get 10 points on the test.
So a disabled veteran gets more then?
Yes, you betcha.
Okay, so you know what? We're going to be pushing this thing. And, Bob, I'd like you to give us a call, or we're going to have you on the show here early next week.
Okay.
We talk about this because it's so important.
I feel it is.
Okay. Hey, Bob, thank
you. We'll get back with you.
You bet.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Bye. You know, we were going to do that because I just got this late last night.
That's
wonderful. Hey, look, this is calling about Free Fire Radio News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Rob Logan, Attorney at Law, 241-0126. You know, Rob will take on the responsibility. He does it in fair prices. And he gets good results. Rob Logan, Attorney at Law, 241-0126.
Hey, you know what? We have a clarification here.
That's right.
Something that I think is a great, great way to close the show because it's positive reinforcement. And we are into giving our thanks and saying thank you when it's due. In our opinion.
Well, you know, that it's for the record. It was in the searchlight today is that the April 15th Tea Party event held at the Sundial Bridge in Reading drew a crowd of more than 1,000 people, with the organizers estimating the count as high as 3,000. A story in Thursday's paper gave too low an attendance number for the event. And you know what? Bravo.
Bravo.
The record searchlight. You know, they yeah. make a mistake. They came out and said, hey, you know
yeah.
what? Made a mistake. Of course, the right numbers were reported here. John.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, we're up, John. We got like 2 minutes. What's up?
Okay, hey, on purple buses, bad idea. $250,000 by a research firm or pay them, you know, find out what time people are going to work and what time they're getting off of work.
Well,
I work at Knopf. If I can catch the bus at 7 a.m. or before, you know, 6:30 and be at work on time, and if I can catch a bus after 7 p.m. and get home within a half hour, I would ride the bus.
Absolutely. And again,
you know,
and I think that was part of what this money, you know, where this money was spent, you know.
Oh.
And it gets down to it. There was only spent like $12,000 working on what color the buses should be out of that whole
yeah.
grant.
But I don't
still
care what color it is.
No,
if they can
nobody.
Get me to work time and get me home on time, I'll ride the bus.
That is the secret. You know, John, you just said it. Yeah. You know, and that's what we've been saying. That's what everybody says. Make it convenient and make it work. And guess what? We're going to ride.
How about in the middle of the day when people are working, less bus trips, in the early morning and the late evening, more bus trips?
And summer.
Quit
and
making sense.
And when kids are out of school and parents can't, you know, take off or that kind of thing, there needs to be more transportation in the
summer. Absolutely.
And by the way, I would like to say is when people worry about safety, the number of incidents that occur on the bus are really, really very low. You know, bad incidents. So if people worry about safety on these buses, you know, they have a policeman that's assigned to, you know, any type of response, there's going to be a policeman there.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, John.
I've never been afraid to ride the bus. The only thing I'm afraid of is maybe losing my wallet on it, you know, because I don't have a chain.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, John.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? We never even got to other things here, like the proposed layoffs. But we got tomorrow. We're going to talk about that because tomorrow is also an open line and Friday. Hey, I want to talk about, though, something that's happened Saturday. The Special Forces Chapter 89 is dedicating the first Special Forces Memorial Monument in California. It's going to be Saturday, 25 April 2009 at 2 p.m. at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. We're going to talk about that later on this week, too. But there's so many things. What a great subject. What a good show today. You know, it's really, I really love to hear what people's viewpoints are. And we need to share this with our leaders. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. But which are you?